President's Budget Seminar, the New State Building Auditorium, 19 January 1952.
Well, guess we gotta do the pictures first.
All right.
That's all right. Sit down, Fred.
President, Mr. Lawton.
Whether it's so marked or not is for release at 12:15 p.m. Monday. That's 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, everything that is said in this room is for release at 12:15 p.m. Monday. The usual
go ahead,
press conference rules will apply. The president is not to be quoted directly, but the remarks that he makes may be attributed to him.
I want to start this thing off with a couple of readings here, which will clear up a lot of things for you if you haven't read the budget message. This is in addition to the message. Since drafting the budget message, we've completed our studies of the need for an appreciable increase in the production of fissionable material. Accordingly, I have directed the Atomic Energy Commission, in cooperation with the Department of Defense and the Office of Defense Mobilization, to prepare a program for submission to the Congress at its current session. While these plans will require immediate authority to begin letting between $5 and $6 million of contracts, the major cash expenditures for this purpose will not occur until after the fiscal year 53. Therefore, the expenditures for the fiscal years 52 and 53 will not be materially affected by this increase in the atomic energy program. Now, I'm going to do something I seldom ever do. I'm going to read you a couple of pages out of the budget message, which will explain a lot of things that you'll be asking me. And it's most important. The expenditures are estimated at $85,400,000,000, an increase of $14.5 billion over current fiscal year, and $45,300,000,000 over 50, the last full fiscal year before the attack on Korea. Receipts under the present tax laws are estimated at $71 billion, an increase of $8.3 billion over the current fiscal year and $34 billion over 1950. The increase in receipts will fall short of meeting the increase in expenditures. In the absence of new revenue legislation, a deficit of $14.4 billion is in prospect for the fiscal year 53. $6.2 billion greater than the estimated deficit for the current fiscal year. 18 months ago, the unprovoked attack on the Republic of Korea made it clear that the Kremlin would not hesitate to resort to war in order to gain its end. In the face of this grim evidence, this nation and the other nations of the free world realized that they must rearm in order to survive. Since then, we've made significant progress in rebuilding our defenses. We've more than doubled the strength of our armed forces. We've increased the number of our army divisions from 10 to 18. We've returned to duty more than 160 combat vessels from our mothball fleet. We've added more than 40 wings to our air force. We've greatly expanded our production of military equipment and our ability to mobilize for any emergency. We've provided our allies overseas with the critical margin of aid necessary to help them grow stronger. This budget reflects the progress we have made thus far, and it lays the groundwork for further progress. Now, this is the important page that I want to pay particular attention to. It reflects our progress to date in two ways. First, the high rate of expenditure for military equipment estimated for 1953 reflects the results of the tremendous effort that has been made during the past 18 months in getting the flow of production started. Second, the smaller amount of new obligational authority, which I am recommending, indicates the substantial portion of the financial requirements for our military buildup that has been met in the appropriations already made by the Congress. This budget lays the groundwork for further progress by providing for additional increases in the strength of our armed forces, additional deliveries of arms to our allies overseas, continued requirements of our atomic energy program, and further development of our economic strength. By the end of fiscal year 53, we will have reached or passed the peak production rates for all our major military items except some of the newer model aircraft and some weapons not yet in production. The budget calls for the largest expenditure in any year since World War II. It will involve a heavy burden for our taxpayers because the job of building the strength we need to safeguard the security of this nation is enormously expensive, and that means the security of the world as a whole from communism. Despite its size, this is not a budget for all-out mobilization. It's a budget carefully planned to carry us a long way forward on the road to security at a pace which is not only within our present economic capacity, but which will enable us to go stronger in the years to come. If new international tensions do not develop, and if no further aggression is attempted, I hope we will be able to reduce the budget expenditures after fiscal year 54. By then, we should have completed most of our currently planned military expansion. More than three-fourths of the total expenditures, and this is important, included in this budget are for major national security programs, military services, international security and foreign relations, the development of atomic energy, the promotion of defense production and economic stabilization, civil defense, and merchant marine activity. Now then, I want you to turn over to page M11. And in the middle of the page, you'll find borrowing and the public debt. On the basis of present tax rates, it is estimated that the public debt will increase from $255 billion at the beginning of the current fiscal year to $260 billion for June 30th, 52, and $275 billion for June 30th, 53, the present statutory limit. The prospective debt increase makes it essential that the government continue to follow the policies in the new financing and the funding of maturing issues which reinforce the economic stabilization program. The American people can help the stabilization program by continuing to purchase savings bonds and by taking other steps to increase new savings. The millions of people who own savings bonds maturing in the near future can also help to combat inflation by keeping their bonds and allowing them to continue to accumulate interest rather than cashing them at this time. Legislation enacted last year permits holders of these bonds to earn interest on them for another 10 years without the necessity of exchanging them for new bonds, and that's most important. Now, when I came in here, the national debt was $280 billion. We succeeded in reducing it to $251 billion. That reduction was greater than the national debt when we got into World War II. Due to the fact that we haven't been able to get the pay-as-you-go policy implemented as it should have been, we are climbing back on the national debt. But that is not an alarming situation because the national income is, it's the difference between 40 or 50 billions and 1934 and 284 billions, I believe, is estimated this year. The national production is about 330 billions. And the relationship between the national obligations and the national expenditures is well below what it was in the years when we had to spend so much money for an actual all-out war. I wanted to get that perfectly plain in your mind because the country's in good shape financially and physically. And we've been able to impose the defense program on the national economy without very much let up in the things and services that people think they ought to have. Now I'll try to answer questions.
Again, the figure for the atomic energy increase—that's
between five and six billion. Between 5 and 6 billion, but that will not come be a burden on the economy for a year or two yet.
First, in the range of security, can you tell us why, when, what happened, and that after the
Well, the reason for the increase is due to the fact that we have, as I said, in San Francisco, some fantastic weapons for which we have to prepare, which in the long run will save us money.
Mr. President, will you ask for an increase in the public debt limit that Congress has proposed?
Not this time, no. It isn't necessary yet.
It says here you'll reach it for next year.
54. The principal expenditures on this increase will be in 54 and 55.
Well, when you bring it right up to the statutory limit, then.
Well, let's wait and see.
Sorry.
Let's wait and see.
Mr. President, you said this atomic energy expenditure would eventually save us money. Does that mean that the increase in atomic preparedness will bring about a decrease in conventional armaments eventually?
That's the hope. I can't say that categorically, but that's the hope.
President, will you send a special message to Congress on taxes or in any way supplement the statements on taxes in the economic and budget messages?
The statement on taxes in the economic and budget message is all I have. All the statements I intend to make, they state the fact. And it's up to the Congress after that.
There will be no special message then indicating the nature of the rate increases you desire. You do not plan to send a special tax message?
No.
Mr. President, I believe the program last year breaking down those rates. When you submitted the $10 billion program.
That program of last year is the one I want. We didn't get it finished, and that's what I said in both these messages. And it's very carefully set out in last year's special tax message.
In the interest of everyone hearing, will the question is please stand and speak there.
This room has acoustic properties like my oval room in the office in the White House is not nearly as good as the one we use for press conferences, but it has more room and more seats, and that's the reason we came over here.
Mr. President, can you tell us over what period of time that $5 or $6 billion for atomic energy will be spent?
About 5 years.
About 5 years.
Mm-hmm. That's a statement that has to be taken with a grain of salt. We don't know exactly how long it'll take.
President, aside from saving us money, will it also bring closer your aim of
I do. I wouldn't agree to it if I didn't think so. That's a fact.
It's an interest
of... all this thing is done in the interest of peace in the world.
But to bring it even more imminent, I mean closer...
I hope so. I can only hope. That's what I'm hoping for all the time.
Mr. President, could you spell out a little more for us the meaning of financing of maturing issues to reinforce the economic stabilization program? What sort of financing you mean that would enter into that picture?
Well, that's the financing that goes on all the time. That, we hope that there'll be more savings bonds bought. It will be a great help in preventing inflation. And also, it will help in the refinancing of the program.
Continue present financing problem.
That's right.
President, on M-12, you speak about 143 wings. When is the target date for the 143 wings?
As quickly as it can be done, Pete. That's a matter that the Air Force and the Defense Department is working on, and I can't give you an exact date.
Not 1954, 55.
I can't give you an exact date.
is there any figure we can have of how much will be unexpended at the end of this coming fiscal year, June 30th, 52, from earlier appropriations?
I know the figure, but I'd rather have the budget give to you so it can be accurate.
72 billion.
I was going to say 71.
72.8.
Let's clarify this Atomic thing once more, if you don't mind.
As I understand it, you don't need any more money this year than you've asked in this budget. But what you want is authorization for the $5 or $6 billion to be expended over a 5-year period.
Contract authorization, that's correct. Contract authorization, that's right.
Mr. President, another question on that subject. Will that be, can you say whether that will be for facilities largely, or will it go largely for end product?
Facilities.
Mr. President, is the decrease in the obligation of authority for the Defense Department a reflection of that $5 or $6 billion for atomic energy?
No, they go together, though. They should go together. The decrease in the obligation authority for the Defense Department was because it's not physically possible for them to spend the money, and there's no use making an obligation when they can't get the material that they're asking for and can't spend the money, so we cut the obligation authority down for this year. It doesn't in any way hamper the defense program.
Mr. President, would we be justified in assuming that from this statement that you make about you want to continue policies in financing and refunding the programs which reinforce the economic stabilization program,